You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There are some things in life that you can't quite explain.
An extraordinary story.
Maybe it sounds flawless, looks effortless, or makes you feel like a part of history.
The first ever goal for BFC.
And when all of those phenomenons come together, it's perfect. Pitch perfect.
NWSL returns to CBS this weekend, and we've got two great matches on tap tomorrow. Washington Spirit take on the reigning champs Gotham FC, 1 p.m. Eastern on CBS. And then on Sunday, Angel City hosts North Carolina Courage at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Network. And to help us get ready, we are absolutely delighted to welcome in our good friend Lisa Carlin. Hello, Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Sorry if I'm a little tired today. Taylor Swift decided to drop not one, but albums in the middle of the night. So I'm a little sleep deprived.
That's how Jimmy feels.
I love Taylor Swift. I'm a Swiftie.
Good.
I've got two daughters. We enjoy the music together.
100%.
It's like a bonding moment.
100%. Yeah, our producer.
No, you were tired too.
Our producer, Jen Calhoun, who is also tired this morning because she was listening to the album. It's, I mean, bangers all around. All right, Lisa, you're going to be on the coverage this weekend?
Yes, I will, because, hey, guys, NWSL is back, baby, on
Let's
CBS.
Let's go.
So
I appreciate your support, by the way. I'm
a big fan.
Yes.
This is a lot of Charlie in that background. All right, so help us get ready for this Washington Spirit Gotham FC match. What are you going to be watching for specifically in this one?
I'm watching, Suze, which team starts out fast and on the front foot, because throughout the first 4 weeks of the NWSL season, both Washington Spirit and Gotham have had slow starts to their matches. And the team's response in the second half and their growth throughout 90 minutes has been really positive, and they've been able to put away games towards the end of the match. However, they need to be more consistent throughout 90 minutes, both sides. When you look at Washington, they're on a three-match winning streak right now. However, the wins have come against lesser opponents in the NWSL, to put it nicely. So this is going to be Washington's first real test against a tactically strong team in Gotham. Washington, so far, they've played against Houston, two expansion sides, Utah and Bay, plus Seattle to start the season, who has had a slow start to the NWSL year. And meanwhile, Gotham, they've had all one-goal games. That's it. A win, a loss, and a draw. So now Gotham needs to take that next step in order to complete their season with a lot of rotation in their front line, using the front four attacking players to disrupt the back line of Washington and cause chaos.
Lisa, as a Gotham fan, I'm interested in what happens in this match. You mentioned it, one loss, one draw, one win. I kind of want to see a two on the W side, not on the D or the L. But talk to me a little bit about tactics-wise. Estead, we've seen her kind of getting into the midfield a bit more. We've seen Coach kind of move stuff around. What are you expecting to happen, especially considering they don't have their full squad healthy just yet?
Yeah, Alexis, that's exactly it. They need to have a lot more rotation at Gotham. So against Kansas City last week, in the second half, Juan Carlos Amoros changed his players up a little bit. He dropped Esther from the 9 into the midfield as a 10 position, and then he had Yasmin Ryan wide, who was rotating in almost as a double 10. So he has this flux formation that he likes to play with his side when he has technically savvy players on the pitch, and that's the key for Gotham. Can they start more of those technically savvy players? Crystal Dunn, Jenna Knightswanger, Esten Gonzalez, Yasmin Ryan up top even. They have a different element and confidence on the ball and on the pitch, because when they're on the field, Gotham controls more of the possession because they're able to just pass it around. They're not afraid to go forward on their first pass in transition and get in behind. So it's all about getting the right pieces into the right place. And we're seeing that. Even with Lynn Williams coming back from injury, she got a couple minutes last week. I expect her to get more minutes too. It just adds another wrinkle into Gotham's attack and what they can throw at their opposition.
Lisa, I want to talk about the Orlando Pride, who are unbeaten. They started the season with 3 draws. They finally got their first win. And who gets the game-winning goal? But 38-year-old Marta, still doing it. How would you assess Seb Hine's side? And, you know, they got a big match against the San Diego Wave.
Yeah, Charlie, it was very impressive to watch Marta score that goal. She did it, guys, with her right foot. She hasn't scored with her right foot in the NWSL since October of 2017. She's a left-footed queen. But when you leave her wide open, which opposition has been doing, Marta's going to score, which whatever foot she has. And Orlando is now starting to find their rhythm. Under Seb Hines, they've had a growth period and a time when they really had to change their identity. Orlando also welcomed in Barbara Banda over this past week. She's been training with the group. She's looked really good on the ground, and I expect Banda to get more minutes. Now, when you throw Banda into the front line with Adriana, Marta, Ali Watt, and these attacking players that Seb Hines has gathered, it is going to be really, really hard to stop them. But Orlando, similar to Gotham in their woes scoring, they need to get more goals. They can't rely on one goal games, and they also can't come from behind, because too often in this season already, Orlando has had to go from 2 goals down, 1 goal down to fight back into the game in order just to pick up points.
Okay. Hi, Lisa. It's Jimmy Conrad. Great to see you as always. I want to talk about the Portland Thorns, one of the most successful clubs in NWSL history. They've won 3 NWSL trophies outside of the Challenge Cup, but in the league itself. They are winless this season, and their coach, Mike Norris, just got moved from head coach to technical director. They've got an interim now. He's in position. Becky Sauerbrunn is rightfully upset. She's put out some quotes along with some of her other teammates. What happens with them? They're taking on the Houston Dash, who only have 1 win in their first 4 this weekend. Not looking good right now for the Thorns.
No, it's looking terrible for the Thorns, especially because, and you know that, right? As an outsider looking in, when 4 games in, your head coach is moved to a different position and they're already trying to shuffle things. The Thorns have never had such a bad start to their season. They are a championship winning club, and that's where they want to be after this weekend specifically. That's why they shifted around Mike Norris. He's now the technical director, and they brought in Rob Gale as the interim head coach. This isn't a permanent solution for the Thorns. However, it's a change that we'll see this weekend. And Jimmy, you know better than anyone, when coaching staff and front offices and ownerships realize that things aren't working on the pitch and they change things for you, you have a little bit more belief that, okay, we can get this done on the pitch. Now, Portland, this change all comes before a match against the Houston Dash. And the Houston Dash have struggled this year defensively. They are the only team, along with Portland, to have conceded 10 goals so far in 4 matches. So this is it's actually a pretty even matchup on paper when you look at the Thorns versus Houston. However, the Portland Thorns, they have so many more pieces of their puzzle that are dangerous because they have Sophia Smith, they have Becky Sauerbrunn, Megan Klingenberg, Hina Sugita in the midfield. These weapons are so individually talented and skilled, and they've been playing a lot of individual football. They're going in isolation more often than not. When the Thorns are their best, historically, last season, even in preseason and in moments throughout the first four games of this year, it's when the group is playing together. They're united. They have bravery and confidence in each other. They're looking to combine and to work with one another on the pitch and not just isolating themselves as individual 11 players on the pitch. It'll be a test for the Thorns against Houston. How can they turn it around? How can they score goals and get on the board first? Because Portland also hasn't led once this year with goals.
Yikes. Yikes. Tough times in Portland. All right, quickly, let's hit on that Angel City, North Carolina Courage match. That's the other match that's going to be on CBS Sports Network. Lisa, I know you've been really high on North Carolina, but Angel City currently sitting in 10th. What do they need to focus on heading into this match?
Angel City has to focus on their midfield. It's been too wishy-washy from who they're playing to the players and the style that they're playing in there. They had Lily Nabet floating in that midfield last week. They also have Amandine Henry. Becky Tweed needs to find some stability in that midfield group. The loss of Savannah McCaskill in that midfield trio has been greater than I think anyone expected, and it's not an easy hole to fill. When you lose a player that is so tactically smart, she sees the game multiple steps ahead. But Angel City has those pieces. They're just not putting it together. And when you look at the midfield for Angel City going up against a North Carolina midfield, they are going to dominate. So centrally, Angel City needs to focus on challenging for the first ball, winning the second ball, when they get possession of it, looking to keep it. That means playing back to their center backs if they have to. But if the option is there for a switch to break lines with one pass, that is the only way Angel City is going to be able to try to get one in on North Carolina.
Lisa, you're the best. We can't wait to see you on this coverage this weekend. And are you hosting Box to Box, I heard?
I am.
Oh, yeah, so my gosh. So much, Lisa Carlin, and I am here for it. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, guys.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.